Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Sister Joycelyn.
Good evening. How you doing, Pastor?
I am doing well, blessed, thank the Lord. How are you,
Miss? Doing well, thank you. Yes, I am. And your family, they doing well also?
Well, we're all coming back around. We've been battling a virus this week. It hit my son, and then his fever finally broke yesterday after starting Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, yes, and then my husband's fever went up yesterday, and so I'm still trying to work with him and still keeping the sun up and also to myself. So, but God is good, and we are doing God got it all in his hand.
Yes. Yes, he has.
So,
it is well, praise him. Everybody is doing well. My son is home from L.A.
Oh, wow, that's nice. Wow,
he came for Christmas. Yes, ma'am.
All right, how was you all Christmas?
It was very nice in yours and your family.
It was good. It was very good. Yes, it was.
It was a blessing. Yeah. Praise the Lord. It was a blessing to be able to see another Christmas.
Yes, it was. And to know by the grace of God, everybody was healthy and doing well. And yes, Lord. I don't know why I did not know you had a son.
Oh, I thought I told you I had one.
Probably did along the way. It's just because I'm more familiar with your daughter. Okay. And so your son, he lives in Los Angeles?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Yes. All right. Yes, I know you were excited. Him coming home?
Yes, I am. I'm so glad to see him. Yes. Oh, yes. He will be going back January the 11th.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a good look. You got a chance to spend some time at home with you all.
Oh, yes.
About or so. That's nice. A little over that.
Oh, yes. That's wonderful. And it's all right. Yeah, it sure is. And so I'm excited about that. I really am. Yes, have you heard any more information? Have you got any information about your son in the college?
As a matter of fact, the entire packet, you know, when we found out online based upon his portal. And so I went ahead and took the information from the portal, the letter from the portal, and printed it off. But I was also awaiting the actual packet to come with the official letter. And so it came yesterday, actually. We are excited. I was talking with one of his mentors earlier, and he lives in Charlotte, and so telling me that his daughter also is looking to go to University of North Carolina at Charlotte.
Oh, okay. So, well, that's good.
Yes.
Well, that's wonderful.
And how, you know, he and his family would be willing to look out for our son Elijah. And, you know, even when they were down here, we had connected with him because he's a gentleman that I told you all about that it has a connection with auto racing and NASCAR. And so, we, as a matter of fact, talked earlier today.
And oh, well, that's good. I'm so glad.
Yeah.
That is awesome. Yeah. We always have someone has people in place to help. Praise God. And that's a blessing.
Doesn't he know? And
yes,
he always puts people in place, and he works things out so much better than we can ourselves. He's such a good, good father. He really, really is.
Yes, he is.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Good
father. Oh, yes. Let me ask you a question. Excuse me. Did you say your son was kind of sick and your husband was had a fever? You were saying that? Or did you say that
earlier?
Exactly.
Yes. Yes. My son on Sunday night, he came, it was about 2 something in the morning, and he came into the room and woke me up. He said, "Mom, I need you to take my temperature." And anytime he's saying something like that, you can best believe it's something to take note. So I quickly got up out of bed. I told him, I said, "Go in your room. I'm on my way. I'm coming." And so I got my robe and went on in there and got the thermometer and that kind of thing. I took his temperature. It was almost 103 degrees. It was 102.7. And I was like, oh, my. And so I went into nurse mode at that point.
Yeah.
And Sister Joyce, when she just logged in, just 1 second.
Okay.
Hey there, Sister Joyce. Okay. Minister Question Mark Manley.
Hey, sweetie, how y'all doing?
Fine.
Hey.
How are you?
God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you,
God
too.
Bless.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Well, good to hear your voices again. Good to hear your voices again.
Praise God. Praise God.
Thank
good
you.
To hear your voice. Yes, Sister Joyce's voice. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Praise
yes,
the Lord.
Yes, hallelujah. So how are you doing, Sister Gretchen, and how's the family?
I'm doing wonderful and well. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for asking, Pastor. I appreciate that. Just doing marvelous, realizing our good outweighs all the bad. You know what? We're blessed in spite of everything.
Yes. Praise the Lord. We all are blessed. Thank you.
All blessed. All
yes.
of us. Okay.
Yes,
got
we
so
are.
Much don't even know
yes.
what to do with it.
Yes, we are tremendously blessed.
Amen.
Yes, tremendously blessed. Praise God. Yes, I was just sharing with Sister Joycelyn, Minister Gretchen, right before you came on. This with my son and my husband have been
mm-hmm.
battling some type of virus this week, and my son's fever went to 102.7 on Sunday, and so I was telling her I immediately went into mama nurse mode and started giving and different supplements and medication and stuff and so forth. And so praise God through it all. His temperature broke. He ended up first with fever and vomiting and sore throat and all of that. And then his temperature working with him. God, it broke yesterday evening. And then as his temperature was breaking, We were on the television last night, and my husband was sitting there holding his head. And I was like, I dozed off and woke back up and said, what's wrong? And sure enough, his fever was 101. And in the process of bringing him on back around. And I went up to get some juices and stuff, things from the lady I was telling you all once about before. That's the naturopath, and she has this supplement that she uses that has a lot of different herbs, and I went to get that because it is very good for viruses and everything, and went to pick some of that up because while I was out earlier today, I went to Sam's, and while I was out, my throat started hurting and started feeling kind of, I was like, I rebuke this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. So my husband that I'm going up here and get some of this, and that's the reason why I was running late, because I was determined to get up there to get some, because I'm like, this mess is getting out of here in Jesus' name. It's not good.
Amen. Yeah, everybody seemed to be getting a little touch of it. Rick's brother, he came down with the COVID. We didn't get to fellowship with him because he wasn't feeling well, so he did avoid, coming over to the family home, but they said he had it pretty bad. He hadn't been vaccinated, so I'm glad he decided to stay at the house and quarantine himself. Mm-hmm. But they say he's doing better.
That's really good. I'm thankful that he's doing better. I don't think that is COVID, and the reason I don't think that it is, the symptoms are very much more mild than what I've heard people describe, and also too, I believe that there is something going on in the area, in the air, in this area, because I have talked to, in the last 48 hours, I've talked to 4 people that have that came down with some type of little bug they're dealing with, including my nephew. My brother was telling me that his son, who lives up in Marietta, had a sore throat and fever. And then I was talking to 3 members at my church, because we're supposed to be planning at our Covenant Fellowship Church, planning for watch night service tomorrow night. And so I wanted to let our pastor know that we were not going to be there, because I don't want, to us exposed to anything. And I also don't want to expose nobody to anything, being that we need to be at least 24-hour plus symptom-free before going back into the midst of other people. I just believe that, even with a cold, because things are so easily transmittable. And he told me, he said, well, I'm not going to be there either, because, and this is the past, I'm not going to be there either because I'm sick. I'm still not well. And he was saying how he's fully vaccinated, booster shots and everything. And and so are the elder that I was talking to. She's dealing with the same thing, fully vaccinated, boosters, everything. And so I'm like, maybe this isn't.
You can still get COVID with vaccination and boosters. It's not a 100%. It's just to give you a not having to be hospitalized. So make sure y'all get tested. They got those quick tests at the Walgreens. You can buy those quick tests now. Test yourself. Because you can't. She has COVID and she has very mild symptoms. She had the sore throat and chills and colds and just feeling like she was just aging, and head was hurting. She said a headache just out of this world. And she got the quick test and it showed she had COVID, but she's fully vaccinated. But you can get it, but that's it's just that Omicron or whatever, it's just a new variation that it can it's found a way to, you know, slip through the cracks and get you, but it won't, praise God, it won't get you where you have to go in the hospital and, you know, and be on the breathing machine. So it is still a blessing.
That's what I was doing. Yes, I was hearing about that, and that some of the symptoms for those that are vaccinated are milder. Again, I guess it depends upon, the individual as well, because sometimes it's more severe for one person and less severe for others. Mm-hmm. But it's just the times that we're living in. I was sharing that with Justina earlier today. You know, that you have to do whatever that you know how to do to try and stay as healthy as possible.
Amen.
And so many other things. It's a lot that's just going on. It's a lot that is going on. When I tell you, oh my word! And I was talking with some old friends that we grew up with down in Columbus yesterday. So happened, my brother went by and went by the old area and saw a neighbor sitting out in the yard where we grew up. Mm-hmm. Not at the house that you and I met, Gretchen, but at our other house where we grew up, where I was born. And sure enough, she was telling him how that there in Columbus, things have just gotten so where it's like multiple people being murdered every week.
Oh, wow. You know, they gave it to Columbus a nickname. It's Killumbus, K-I-L-L, Killumbus. And it has now become the murder capital of Georgia. Can you imagine our little hometown?
My God, that's what she said. She said that it's horrendous. It's just hideous what's going on. And she said people are talking about they've never seen it like that before. One person, her mom, I was talking to her yesterday, and she said it's almost like the cowboy Indian days, like the OK Corral, that people are just around just shooting people. It's horrible.
It's just scary. Horrible. I was home for Thanksgiving, and I tell you, for the first time, I was really apprehensive about going, just going out. Y'all usually would y'all go to the malls or go to stores. I really didn't. I stayed close, to my hotel or to my sister's house. I didn't go hardly anywhere. I didn't feel comfortable. I really didn't. Because it's people just so mean, and they've got, they shooting and killing. It seems like every other day they're killing somebody. And if they're not killing somebody with guns, they're trafficking children, murdering children, snatching people's kids, snatching people's, young adults. It's just an evil, I tell you. I don't know where. Well, I know where it come from, but I'm like, it seemed like it has got a grip on Columbus. I don't know what they need to do, but I know everybody need to drop to their knees or something.
Yes, ma'am. That's exactly what's needed. People, we have got to, as children of the Most High God, we've got to pray. Because it's serious. She was telling me that same area. I can remember when we were growing up, you'd be out in the yard playing. Your parents, didn't even have to really watch. They watched you, but they didn't have to be worried about, if somebody gonna come along and snatch my child out of the yard, or is it going to be that bullets are gonna be flying? And, we didn't know that. She was talking about standing in her window, over her sink. There's a window, there at the sink where she washes dishes. And she was saying she literally had to be down on the floor because of gunshots. Now, this is not one of those areas where,
you know, this is not wherever or where or somewhere you would expect that to happen. She said she went to visit her own mom, and come to find out by the time she got home, she said she was delayed, first of all. I said, that was nothing but the power of God. She said she was supposed to leave at one time, and then something happened where she had to go back to her mom. And then going back to her mom, later she found out that there was two shootings, not one, two shootings. One at the block where her mother was and one a couple of blocks away from where her mother was. This is in Columbus now. And and she just don't believe. She just believes that that was God protecting her, because she would, you know, no telling what could have happened if she had left right at when she had intended to.
Oh my gosh, it's so scary. My sister, who I don't know if you're familiar with the Sweetwater area, you know the housing area of their Sweetwater behind Columbus, I mean behind Kendrick High School. She had a young man murdered next door to her in broad daylight by another young man.
My God.
And then he just ran down the street and got away. I never heard of such. I never heard of such, you know, in broad daylight. This is a demon that don't care about nothing. A man was shot down in front of the CB&T over there on Floyd Road, next to the Columbus Police Department, broad daylight.
She told me that. She told me that. That's one of the things she was telling me yesterday. She said that the man, and she said she knew who he was. She said that he was one of the people that you would want to know, very mild-mannered man, you know, didn't wish no bad on anybody. And she said that precinct that was over there, they did not man that precinct. She said, had it been manned, had it been where there were officers in an active precinct, she said, but they, whomever did it, they knew that she believed that they must have known that precinct was never, it hadn't been policemen over there in a while. And so they murdered him.
That's how people
murdered him. And now their presence is there. She said, now you could go over there and see 5 to 6 cars after the murder has taken place. But before then, no one was there.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, it was just a front. There was nobody there. And you know that whoever murdered that poor man, they say he was a nice man. He helped you at the store he worked at.
That's what she said. Yep. Yep.
It's a demonic spirit. Girl, I tell you, that was the first time in my life I've been scared in Columbus. Usually I go to Columbus, I feel happy, I feel relaxed. I went Thanksgiving, I felt stressed, I felt followed, I felt an oppression, I felt a spirit of evil lurking. And all I could think of is, like, I wish all the churches would just fall on their knees and see what happens, because they're really dealing with something. And I don't think it's going to get any better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Columbus.
I was there tonight at, as I said, picking up the juice. And Sister Justina, the lady that is our naturopath, she told me that a lady had come into her store.
Mm-hmm.
And usually, you know, the lady, she comes in and sometimes her son is with her. So she said that the woman, she just said, well, where is, and said the young man's name. And she said, you didn't know that he had transitioned.
Mm.
And she said, what? And so she said, yeah, he transitioned. Okay. And so Christina said, I asked her, my God, what happened? What happened? This is what she told me. That is shocking enough. But this, she said, he told me, this is the mother now, he told me he wanted to what he wanted to kill himself. And he was going to kill himself. So I went ahead and I gave him the gun.
And I stood
behind the door.
Hmm.
While her own son shot and murdered himself. And she stood there and she said, because I knew that he was, and I didn't want the police to do it.
Oh my gosh. Look, hopeless. Hopeless. That's what hopelessness looks like.
I cleaned the blood up, and she's telling, and I'm just standing there and looking. She said, Constance, she said, when she was standing there telling me this, I couldn't believe what she was saying. My body just began to shake and tremble. She said, I couldn't even believe, my God, how can you stand here and just tell me that this is what this? How can you do this? How? What could you possibly have been thinking about? What could not to try? This is your child, for God's sake. This is your child.
Mm-hmm. She's been bewitched, as a lot of people have.
Yes.
Fallen away. And the adversary, the prince of darkness. If you don't believe on something, or believe on Christ, you're going to believe in darkness. You can't just be like, well, I'm going to just be by myself. I don't need God. If you don't have God, you're going to have darkness. There's nothing else. And a lot of people have chosen the dark. And there's no light there. And we see and hear some of it. I'm seeing things I never thought I'd see or hear of, and that's the first time I've heard like what you're saying.
Yes, just I have never heard anything like that in my life. Other than also to my brother telling me that in Columbus that this woman sold her daughter to a drug dealer.
Her own baby.
And he murdered her.
Yes. Sexually assaulted, sodomized, and raped.
Yes.
I mean, just the most evilest, vile wickedness you can ever think of.
I said, my God, if the Word of God talks about that you know, a time in the earth when every thought of man was evil.
We got to pray.
Have got to be in prayer. Because these, Jesus have mercy.
These demons are bold.
My God. And God's people have got to be about his business.
The people of God, those who know God, have got to stand up and pray and repent. See, that's the most important thing. Some of us, we doing the same thing the dark side is doing. And you have no power when you don't dabble in the darkness. Jesus said you're going to be hot and you're going to be cold. Now make up your mind what it's going to be. We're not going to have no lukewarm stuff. And so we got some lukewarm Christians, and that ain't going to help nobody. You got to be prayed up. Sisters, we got to be prayed up. As the old folks say, you got to be building your, sending up some timber. You got to be building a house. So when you need it, there's some power there. You can't wait until you need it to start praying. You got to pray now.
Amen.
Repent now. Because you see stuff out there, you ain't seen. You can't deal with it with this little. I got a little dab of Jesus. You better be prayed up. This stuff is serious. It's some broad daylight demons.
Yes,
you know, they like to lurk around at night or behind your back or behind the building. These demons now walking out at 12 o'clock noon, 9 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah. And even the police are scared of that. Like, oh, they walk around in the daytime. And so many policemen have quit force in Columbus. They said they like 70 to 75 officers short. People, they just, they scared of this stuff that's going. They like, I'm out. 70 officers, that's a lot of officers needed.
My God.
And so it's almost like the people are at, you know, at the mercy of evil.
Lord.
I never would have thought it in Columbus, Georgia. Like I said, Pastor, when I used to walk from my house down there on Florida Road all the way up to Wesley Heights, you know, just like your little children. We just walked over there. It was like a 20, 25-minute walk. Never got accosted, never talked to, never got, you know, took aside by anybody. It was always just a good walk. Now, if you got a child, I wouldn't turn my back. I wouldn't let them go nowhere without some supervision. And I definitely wouldn't let them go anywhere and stay all night with folks, especially if you got a girl. And boys, too.
No, ma'am.
Because evil lurks. And Satan covers himself in light. You know, he tries to look like he's the light. Matter of fact, he can. He can look like he is of the light. That's how he gets some things. He pretends to be of the light.
The word of God says that. Yes. The word, that's
so
exactly the word of
God. And my word to people is, work on your discernment. Pray for discernment, because don't just believe just because you're surrounded by so-called children of the light, Christians, whatever, people who are like you. That don't mean nothing. If you
That's
don't have
right
discernment, they will get under your radar. And you don't be impressed by position, title, wealth.
No, none of that.
I have all respects for education. I think it's a wonderful thing. But I'm just saying, don't be to the point where you just take that full circle. You don't need nothing else. You don't have to. No.
No,
the Bible says, test the spirit by the spirit.
That's it.
That spirit comes to you and they say they bishop this or they say they doctor this. That's good. But you go into prayer about that. And if the Holy Ghost checks your spirit and tell you something ain't right, he might not tell you exactly what ain't right, and so you think it's okay to go ahead. But if your spirit gets checked, just one check that says something is not right, you better heed that.
Better heed the warning. Yes, ma'am.
Don't worry about what's the problem or what it. Don't worry about what it is. Maybe it's not time for you to know what it is. Maybe God doesn't want to reveal that. All you need to know is your spirit got checked. Something said, something ain't right. And I'm backing away from it for a minute. You know, I don't know what it is. People say, well, you don't know what it is, then don't worry about it. No. Don't be deceived. Just because you don't know what it is does not mean that you are safe. If my spirit gets checked and something says this is not right, I don't know what it is, but I'm out of here. I'm gonna pass on that. I don't care if you're a doctor, Mrs., Bishop, Archbishop, whatever it is. Because in these last days, Satan covers himself in light. That's how he get into the children of the Most High. That's how he gets in.
As an angel of light. That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Because
we don't really associate
with other people. We don't really associate with people who aren't in the house of God. So the only way he's going to get to you is he got to come clothed like he is a child of God.
Amen.
So, but you have a protection called your discernment. So when that Holy Spirit checks your spirit on something, it's that little feeling you get. You know, sometimes you just like, I don't know, something just ain't, I just don't feel right. Something don't feel right. I don't know what it is. And sometimes you just ignore it. You say, "Oh, I'm just being superstitious. I'm just being silly." Don't override it. Especially when it comes to your family, and when it comes to your life.
Mm-hmm.
Don't.
Mm-hmm.
And the person may laugh at you, they may call you silly or stupid or whatever. Let them say all they want.
Let them talk.
In these last days, the only thing you're going to have is discernment of the spirit. Those who have discernment of the spirit will be able to foresee things and get out of the way of things. It's like when you sometimes go down a road, you're driving, and the Holy Spirit just says, I think you ought to take that first right. And you say, all right, I'm going to take that first right. And sometimes you take and you say, oh, good thing I did. It was an accident down there on the other side. I'm glad I went that way. Sometimes you can't question. It's like your mother tell you something. Don't question. She say what? Just move. And that's what the Holy Spirit is. Don't question. Just move. Because the move you make may save your life for the life of somebody close to you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's the kind of decision and the time that we're living in right now. It's times that will be a matter of life and death. Very well could be a matter of life and death. And I'm not even just talking about spiritual life and death. I mean your very physical life and death.
Right.
So that's why the Word of God tells us that there will be those that they would be deceived. As long as you listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit and be obedient. Be obedient to the voice of God. Be obedient. I don't care whether you understand it or whether you don't. Be obedient.
Amen.
No matter, just as you was talking and saying, no matter what type of scrutiny you may undergo from it, be obedient, because God will not leave you. I promise you, he will not leave his children in the dark about anything. Everything that's done in the dark will eventually come to light. God's going to bring it to you, whether you want to see it or not now.
That's
he's
right.
going to bring, he'll bring it to you. He will bring
that's
it
right.
to you. But this is certainly a time when we must heed the warning and must be tuned with our must spend time with him and in his presence. That's the only way you will be able to hear and have discernment of his voice. You've got to spend time in his presence.
That's you got
so,
to must.
Yeah, and fortunately, there are difficult days ahead. There are something, and I don't mean to try to sound like the Grim Reaper. I'm not. I am just saying there is something major coming on the horizon. And people, that's God is giving people time to pray, time to repent, time to get it right with him.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
He's given us
judgment. Judgment is going to begin in the house of God. The house of God
there
is
you
up
go.
For judgment.
There you go. There you go.
And you talk about something is happening. There is something in the wind to judge the house of God. Things are going to fall down. It's going to shock the most mightiest people in the house of God. It's going to put people to the point they're not going to know what to do. Those who have clung to people and worship people instead of the living God, they are not going to know which way to go, because it's going to be like a domino effect. It's going to bring some people down. These people have put on pedestals for a very long time. So you have to make sure you know God for yourself. You're able to sustain yourself without having to go to these people. There's nothing wrong with having to a bishop, a preacher. Nothing wrong with that at all. Just don't put them above the Almighty.
No, you don't.
That will get you. You don't pray for yourself. You don't read for yourself. You don't discern for yourself. You run to pastor. You run to bishop. Oh, what is this? What is that? Oh, tell us what to do. You have to have something where you can discern for yourself, read for yourself, get a word for yourself, know for yourself, right from wrong. In these last days, you better know right. Look, a lot of people don't know right from wrong. If they don't ask somebody, they don't know. I got to go run tell so-and-so. I got to go ask something. Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to ask so-and-so how. You better know for yourself if you're a child of God. Because
Amen.
You get into
yes.
a situation and you ain't going to know which way to turn. And like you said, that could cost you your very life.
Yes.
That could cost you.
The word of God
said
that we are to study to show ourselves approved. Study.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
So you won't,
don't try to depend on someone.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's
so you don't want to be ashamed
that,
in these last days. Because you can be ashamed
yes.
if you don't do it right.
No, you can't.
There's a lot of people
no,
that shame
can't.
Now. They shame because they relied on somebody else to teach them the word. When they were supposed to be learning and teaching themselves, you know, finding out for themselves some things, knowing God for yourself, you
Amen.
Should know the sound of His voice. That's what gets a lot of people in trouble. They don't know the sound of God's voice because Satan is speaking too, and he got a pretty voice
oh, yeah.
too.
Yeah,
he
got
to
know
the voice, and he have a way
yes.
of convincing you because there's a lot of ways
he
to reason why you should do it. Oh, he's so clever. He's so clever.
Oh,
but
yes.
you got to know
and
the
very
difference. And if you don't know the
very.
Difference, start testing. Start asking God to speak to you. And if you and do what he says. You'll know if it's God because it'll be godly. It'll be of the word. If it's not of the word, then you know it's not God. If it's your flesh, you know that's not God. Usually,
yes.
if it's something that requires you to die to self, that's God.
Well, you know
yes.
the difference.
But you
know
got to do it over and over again, every day. Die to self. Or you'll find yourself in a horrible, horrible predicament. And with no power. You want some power.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. So, ooh, have mercy so you can, you know, set some stuff straight. Bible says we're supposed to be like a light. Now, Jesus, he came as the light, but he says, now you are the light of the world. And a light should be standing up on a hill so everybody can see it. It illuminates, don't it? Light illuminates. Opens
That's
up dark
right.
places. What's the use of being? I'm not a light if ain't nothing, if the darkness is still in the dark around me. When I get around something that's not like God, it should be illuminated by me.
Yeah.
It should be a revelation for others, not just, oh, it's dark and I got the light. I can't see. They can't. That ain't helping nobody. He said, you are the light of the world. Wherever we go, there ought to be some doggone changes happen in your house, in your life, at your job, with your family. When you show up, people need to know, here come the light. Here comes some revelation. Y'all better get it together. It's going to be revealed.
Yes.
They should not be, because the Bible says Satan knows God and he trembles. Folks ain't trembling when Christians come around no more.
No, they're not.
That doesn't mean that he's saved. It just means that he knows, oh, I'm in trouble.
Yes.
Make a difference.
Yes.
Yeah, they may not accept Christ, but they sure doggone better, heed the warning or say, here she come. Here she come with that word. Here she come with that truth. Here she going to tell you. She going to show you. You better get away and let them know without a shadow of a doubt, I don't take no stuff. The devil do not reside here. Don't let the devil reside in your house. Don't give him a foothold. Don't let these young folks bring they mess up in your house telling you what you need to do in your house. That's losing your power right there. Let them know, everything I got belongs to God, and I'll fight you. I'll fight you tooth and nail if you want to bring Satan up in here. That ain't happening. That ain't happening.
No, man.
Let them know there are some limitations of where they can and cannot go. Some people go anywhere with their devil meant. They can go in their mama's house with their devil men.
Yeah,
folks got them shacking up in their mama's house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, some of them.
They're shacking up in their Christian mama's house. Why was the devil shaking? They smoking weed in their mama's house.
Yeah.
They stealing, slinging, in their mama's yard.
Things.
You ain't going to have no cow.
Nope.
I'm not having it. I'm not having it, devil. I'm not having it. I might not have no friends. I might have no kids. I ain't having it. It's just going to be something. There's just got to be a limit somewhere. And we got to draw the line.
Mm-hmm.
Christians have to draw the line. They ain't draw the line.
Yes. They have to make up their mind. Not their own. They've got to make it. You can't be one foot in the world and one foot in the word. No, you got to be to make up your mind. Whose side are you on? Are you on the Lord's side? Are you going to be willing to stand? Having done all to stand, are you standing no matter what? Are you standing whether it's favorable or whether it's unfavorable? Are you standing and lining your life up with the word of God? See, God has already given us everything we need to be able to stand and endure, even in these latter days. He's given it to us. When he sent the Holy Spirit, it empowered us. The Holy Spirit empowers you to be able to do what God has called you to do. But you can't quench the Holy Spirit. You can't quench the Holy Spirit. And by quenching the Holy Spirit, that means you cannot be disobedient to the word of God and still think as a believer that you're going to be empowered and walk in darkness.
Right.
It doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. And also the word of God tells a little leaven, leaveneth the whole lump. You can't start dibbling and dabbling and say, oh, it's okay just a little bit. Let me go over here just a little bit. Let me go over and do wrong just a little bit. Let me go over here just for a little while. Oh, no. It doesn't
some people
like that.
Just because people may not be of your belief, that they don't have to go by your sanctions or your authority in your home or around you. Well, they're not Christians, so they don't. When you come up in my presence, which is the presence of the Holy Ghost, you're going to do accordingly to God's will, or you're going to get to step it. I don't let anything come up in the Holy Ghost presence. I don't sit and watch movies that blaspheme towards the Holy Ghost. I don't let anybody cuss towards me because I'm a house of the Holy Ghost. I'm not going to let nobody in my house talking, drinking, smoking, jointing.
Nope.
Fornication, no ma'am, none of that.
Your home is holy ground. If you are a child of the Most High God, you are, and the Holy Spirit dwells on the inside of you. So wherever you are, at the temple of the Holy Spirit is there. You cannot allow there are boundaries that must be set. You cannot allow this evil to come and reign. This your home, your is home to be your sanctuary. It is holy ground.
Because the Bible says if you give the devil a foothold, he get in there. He can come on in. You know he ain't gonna be. Well, he just outside. No, he coming. He gonna kick the door in. So you can't let him know. I don't care if it's your children, your cousin, your mother. I don't care who it is. Do not let them show disrespect for the Holy Spirit that dwells in you. You know, and some people, they think, well, you know, I don't know, that you can just leave it at church or don't, well, I'm not, uh-uh. You ain't, you disrespecting me is disrespecting the Holy Spirit. Not that I think I'm better than you. No. But I house the living God, and I'm responsible for that. And if I quench the whole, because you can't quench the Holy Spirit, where, you know, he don't leave you, but he will get to a point where he is ineffective because the surroundings and the consequences around him, they're just not, you know, good for what he needs to do. So he's just going to stay quiet because he's a gentleman. He's not going to push himself on anybody. He wants to be where there is a recognition of Jesus Christ. If there is not recognition of Jesus Christ, he has nothing to say. He has nothing to say. Bible says that the Holy Spirit is subject to the prophet, meaning he's waiting for us as the people. You got to want this. Whatever you want to do, that's what he wants to do if it's of God's will. He's not just going to overcome you and take over you and clean your house just because, you know, you want your house cleaned out of evil. You have to stand up and declare that you are a child of the Most High God, and you ain't going to take this mess from those folks no more. And people might say, well, that's a little harsh. That show is harsh. Hey, call it what you want. But the Bible says that we are to be what? As gentle as doves, but as crafty as a snake.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't take no mess. Snake don't let you just step on it. You step on the snake, you got to get it. He will slither away when there's some stuff he get on out the way. But if you step in the wrong, he going to bite you. So enough of this that Christians ain't supposed to be mean. And Christians are supposed to be standing up for what's right. We are warriors. We are in God's army for a reason. We putting on the armor. What we putting on armor for if you ain't gonna defend yourself?
Yes, you have to know how to battle. And in that battle, and the word of God tells us that the kingdom of God suffereth violence, and the violent taketh by force. Sometimes you have to be a little violent. Sometimes you can't just be just passive. No, you have to allow that warrior spirit to rise up in you. It's called holy righteousness. Yes. You have to allow it to rise up in you. Praise
Amen.
God. Yes,
praise
ma'am. We've got to be about the Father's business. We got to go ahead, and I want to share some information with you all regarding what's going on with Queen Talk. Before we do, we're going to take the time and pray. So I'm going to ask if you would, ladies, if you'll just bow your heads and let's do what we know that the Lord has called for us to do, and that's pray. Because we're living in some critical times. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we come before you individually and collectively, Lord. I touch and agree with my sisters, Lord God, across these telephone waves, Father God, because your word says that wherever there are two or three gathered together, touching and agreeing in your name, there you are in the midst. And whatsoever things that we ask, it shall be done. Lord, we first of all ask that you forgive us of any sins that we've committed, Father God. We pray and come before you, Lord God, as empty cups before a full fountain, asking you, Lord, to fill us up. Fill us up, Heavenly Father, with your anointing. Fill us up with your power.
Amen.
Fill us up with your spirit. To allow us, Lord God, to be able to do what you've called for us to do. Give us wisdom. Give us discernment, Heavenly Father. Thank you for the anointing, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that everything that you've called for us to do, Lord, as you have given the vision, you will also bring provision, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. As we, Lord, begin to embark upon this initiative that you've given to us regarding the Queen Talk Line, Lord, let your will be done, Father God. Let your will be done, Father. Let your will be done and bring the women that you will have to be a part of this kingdom work, Father God. This is a kingdom work. It's not about Constance Whitehurst. It's not about Gretchen Manley. It's not about Joycelyn Williams. It's about the power of Almighty God. We are just your humble servants, Lord God. We're your humble servants that have come to say, Lord, use us as you will, Lord God. Use us as you will, Heavenly Father. And to be able, Lord God, as you work through us, Lord God, so that we can be a blessing to someone else, so that a life can be saved for the kingdom of God and lives can be turned around for the kingdom of God. Yes, mm-hmm. that your women, Lord God, will be able to hear and receive a word that will be able to help to change their life for the and to help advance your kingdom, Father. We thank you,
Hallelujah.
Lord God, and we give all
thank
the
you.
Praise. And we ask these things in advance. Give us wisdom. Give us knowledge, Lord. Give us a discernment and understanding, Lord, to be able to do what you've called for us to do and to do it in excellence, that you will get all the glory. And we
yes,
ask
so.
You in
Hallelujah.
This name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Praise
amen.
God.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, thank Lord.
You, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Ladies, yes, earlier this week, I had the opportunity to speak with Kim McClinton, who agreed to be our first guest speaker, as we have talked about over the weeks, and that she will be bringing information regarding mental health issues. And I asked her, because she had previously been on vacation, and she got back this week, and she's on vacation again. She just left the day following us speaking, and I believe we talked on Tuesday, yes. And so I asked her to share with me some of the topics that she wanted to talk about, just so that we can make sure that everybody is on the same page. And so she did share with me that she wanted to, of course, talk about mental health and to talk about specifically mental health within the faith-based community. Because sometimes you have those that are in the, even in the within the church, and they have needs for mental health needs and have a need for therapists, et cetera, and
mm-hmm.
they don't go. And they don't go because they feel that the church in the past has brought forth a certain level that says that, yes, it's a stigma for you to go to see a therapist. Why would you go see a therapist and you got God? Well, that's it. To me, mental health is just as vital as your physical health. So you know that when
yes,
you're sick, you're going to go see a some form of a doctor, whether it's a gynecologist, if you're a woman, or an obstetrician, if you're pregnant, or a cardiologist, if you need help with your heart, or a neurologist, you have problems with your nerve, you're going to go and see a doctor. And sometimes
Amen.
You may even have to go see a specialist in that area. So why
mm-hmm.
would you not? But the church has put a stigma to
yeah.
mental health
That's
in the past and made
That's
it very
right.
uncomfortable. And made it very difficult for those that have mental health challenges to get the help that they need. And we need
right.
to be able to talk about this issue and be able to alleviate that black mark against mental
mm-hmm.
health in the faith-based community. It's
yeah.
there is a need. And not only
okay.
is there a need, as these days begin to turn and progress in the environment that we're in, there is going to be an even greater need. And
Amen.
So we want to talk about mental health in the faith-based community. then she said she wanted to talk about resiliency and how do you become resilient against certain mental health issues and mental health illnesses. She wants to talk more about that. How do you protect yourself? How do you protect yourself against stress? What type of initiatives can you put in place to be able to help you so that you can hopefully ward off some of the anxiety and stress that could possibly lead to other depression and other mental health issues? So she said she wanted to talk about that. Also, too, she wanted to talk about how do you respond in the midst, and she is a crisis intervention officer. She wants to talk about how do you respond in the midst of a crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And then make sure that you yourself are safe as well as the outcome is safe for everybody that's involved. And also, I wanted to talk with you all as well, because I've asked her when she comes back that if she will give a list so that we can just have a document and bullets of the topics that she wants to talk about so that we will know. And also, I had mentioned, and as we talked, and this is something that's new that's come about, but I wanted to share it with you all. As we talked, she told me that she was not going to be able, she was not working for free anymore.
Uh-huh.
And so I listened to her. I said, no, I definitely don't want you, and we don't want, we had talked about that, one, that I did not plan to charge the attendees, but
mm-hmm.
I did want to give a donation in kind to our speakers, and that we
mm-hmm.
also were going to pursue additional funds from grants and other things so that as time progressed, we would be able to give even more to our speakers.
Mm-hmm.
And so I asked her when she mentioned that, I said, okay, because early on we talked about, I asked Sandra Fuller as well, those ladies that had spoken with on the call to the Queen Conference. And we were calling them back. I said, okay, well, tell me what you charge, because I want to know, you know,
right.
Because we were not charging the ladies. And I was told at that time that they would be okay with receiving like a donation in kind.
Mm-hmm.
So, but at this point, Kim said that she would be charging $350,
mm-hmm.
And that will, not, and we did. She said she would be prepared to talk only up to 45 to 50 minutes, not the hour and a half, but
mm-hmm.
45 to 50 minutes, and then leave the maybe additional time, whatever is needed, 15 minutes or so if needed, for Q&A.
Okay.
So
yeah, that's about how they do it, you know.
I told her, I said, okay. I said, at this point, because she asked me, was that okay with me? And I told her, I said, well, at this point, I know that the Lord will supply the need. Because it would be very difficult, you know, we're talking 1 week out to say, no, it's not okay, and that we're going to go with someone else. It's not enough time for that. And so, therefore, yes, I've told her that we would, and I go ahead, and I knew that the Lord would supply the need. But I just wanted to bring that to you all's attention as well, so that you will know, you know, the full picture of what's going on.
I appreciate the information. I know the speaker does deserve their due for their hard work and everything. They deserve their pay and everything.
Absolutely.
That is,
I agree.
Yeah, they deserve it.
I agree.
That's her calling. That's her gifting, and I understand that. I mean, some of them are, you know, 300. That's not no chicken feed right there, but that's not the most expensive.
Well,
speaking,
normally she would charge $500 for something like an event like this, but she would only charge the $300. She said she did an 8-day event over at the college, and that charged $17. And then I calculated it, and if she's doing right at 45 or 50 minutes, basically. That is, you know, we're talking about really about an hour. Let's just say round it up to an hour.
She's making $350 an hour.
Say that exactly.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what she charges. We can't hold her, you know, against that. That's what she wants. That's what she deserves. The only question is that something that we are able to do for what we have to do? Is that something that, you know, that you're comfortable with, Pastor?
Well, at this point, I'm going to do it. And as I said, I just believe, and I know after I had the conversation with her and got off the phone, the only thing that I would have wanted to have been different, if that was going to be the amount that would be charged, I would have liked to have known it from the beginning. But at this point, I'm going to go forth with it, because it is, one, it would be very, very difficult, as I said just a few moments ago, to find someone else. And two, I know that she has the level of knowledge and information that we're looking for. I know that she will do a good job. And with that, again, I know that God is going to supply the need. I pray. I said, Lord, okay. You know, this has come up. This is not mine, nor yours, nor Sister Gretchen, nor Sister Joyce. And this is not, as I said earlier in my prayer, this is not our initiative. This belongs to the God. This belongs to God. This is kingdom work. And so with that, I know that he will supply the need. And so, yes, I'm going to go ahead. I talked it over with my husband, and he said, yes, we will go ahead and take care of that. We will do that, and know that God is going to restore, and people will be blessed.
Yes, and God will pour back into you. God will pour back into you.
Oh, yes, he will. And any time that you sow, that's God's word. Any time that you sow, as you sow, you will also reap the harvest of that which you sow. Anytime the Lord says, when you give, it shall be given back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. There has never been a time that I have had a need to do something that I'm doing for the Lord, I said, Lord, you are the one that gave this vision. Now you bring the provision, Father, and I know that he will, and I'm totally trusting him to do that.
And he will, and I thank God for your insight and for your faith, because without faith it's impossible to please God. So you have to step out on time, most of the time, all the time, you got to step out on faith to see God.
Amen.
You know, you can't just hope and pray for stuff. You gotta, he gotta see your move, your walk. What you gonna do? And I say, walk like it's already done. You know, move like it's already done, like God's already done.
That's right.
And I've always
seen
results. You know, when I stepped out, and I didn't see no step. God was, God will make a way. You're right. He will make a way.
Yes, he will. We've come too far with this. We have come too far with this to turn around at this point because of no. I serve a Father and a God that has a cattle on a thousand hills. Hello?
Amen.
He is the creator of heaven and earth. He is nothing, absolutely nothing. No limitations of man will stop the plan of God from going forth. Absolutely
that's
not.
Right. Yes.
No.
And that's when you see God is when you step out. You have to step out on nothing. You have
to. Yes, he will have the need. He's the same. I know he will.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he always will. And that's faith. That's faith. God wants to see our faith. He wants to see you move out on something you can't see, but you know. You know it's there.
Yes.
That's what God does.
Yes.
You never get anything waiting on something. You never get nothing waiting.
No. No.
It's a walk of faith. You got to walk like it. Move like it. It's already done. It's already, as they say, it's ready already. You got to act like it's ready already.
The word of God say that you come those things that be not as though they were. The word of God tells also as you go forth and you walk by faith, and as you are walking by faith and you trusting in him, he said you ask and it shall, as a matter of fact, I was just reading that this morning in Matthew, ask and it shall be given unto you, seek and you shall find, and knock and the door shall be opened unto you. Oh, yeah.
Amen. Teaching us to support each other, supporting women of color, supporting other women that we don't know, supporting other Christians. That's love. That's love, and that's giving them faith also. So that's, again, showing them that, hey, they also are praying for God to see them, and God will use his people to show them, I am here. I see you. I got you. We can be part of that miracle. We can be part of that amazing thing that happens in her life. And I think it's wonderful. I can't wait for it to get started.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. That's a blessing. Thanks. Pastor, can I just ask a question? Praise the Lord. Like, I know God has already made a way, and I thank God. Don't get me wrong. Please don't. I know since Kim had said that, how much she charged. Have you talked to the other speakers that we will have after Kim, and have they said anything to you about the amount of what they charge or anything like that? I know
I'm
God has already made it. I'm not talking. Believe me, I'm not talking now.
No, I understand. I've been right where you were after just throughout this week when I say to you, ladies, and I can be very transparent with you, with both of you, I believe that I can. And when I say to you that this has been a challenging week, but God, and I've been wearing my, made for me a mask cover that says, but God, and I've been wearing it all week long. So even praise when I stand and look, into the mirror, because with the what's been going on in my household, we've been keeping our mask on, even in the house. And so every time I stand to the mirror, the Lord reminds me, no matter what, but God. But God. And Sister Franklin, I understand what you're saying. And to answer you, and I understand where you are, because, yes, my thoughts, and I was there earlier this week, shortly after this conversation, because everyone, Kim included, I talked with before, at the very beginning, one of my first questions was, shortly after I found out, I said, this is what we're doing. Would you be interested? And how much do you charge? Those are the three topics, the three that are early on. This is what we're doing with Queen Talk. This is the Kingdom Initiative. Would you be interested in participating? And if so, how much do you charge? I asked that question of King. I asked that question of Sandra Fuller as well. And then I explained to them, the question came, are you charging the ladies for this? And I said, it just wasn't in my spirit to go ahead and charge, even though Sandra was telling me, yeah, you should charge them something. Yes, maybe at a different time. And now even afterwards, you know, after Kim was sharing with me, I don't believe this was of God, came see that you should have charged them some. You know you should have charged them some. Now if you would have charged them some, then you would have had. No, I know what God has said to me.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
I know
what he said
to me. And so to answer your question, yes. But I did that at the beginning, but at this point, and I said, maybe, I don't know, maybe it was on me. Maybe I needed to have done this. You know, I look at every situation, and I ask myself, what have you learned from this? And so what I have learned from this is that when you are, and I know this, I didn't just learn this in this past week, I know this, but because I guess sometimes when you're dealing with people that are those that are friends, that you tend to kind of lay some things down for a little bit, and you like, okay, you know, but I should have had everything put, and I will have that done as documented and in writing. When you dealing with business, when you dealing with business, not even God's business, you have things done in writing.
You have to.
And you sign off on it, and the person signs off on it, just so that there is no confusion about what the two of you understand. And I know that. And I didn't do that. And that's my fault for not allowing that to happen and not doing that. But I guarantee you, before this event occurs, and she and I and everybody else that follows, we will be putting things down in black and white. We're going to sign off on it. It's going to be invoiced to have record of it. All of that.
Yes.
Because that's business. And even when you're doing God's business, you have to be purposeful about what you do. You don't just do things lackadaisically. You don't just do things haphazard.
Right.
You've got to do it with excellence and be on point, even with God's business. And the Lord reminded me of that.
Especially
see, God, and the Lord reminded me also. He said, I knew this conversation was going to come about even before you did. Hello? That takes me by surprise. So don't you know I already got that? Nothing takes God by surprise.
Nothing at all. With what we are doing by the grace of God, we are doing God's work. But also, too, I'm not knocking nobody But I'm saying that if we knew this in advance, then we, you know,
yes.
God knows. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, business is business by the grace of God. And when you're doing God's work, that's still business because God's church is like a business. But even though we have to do it the right way, instead of just being surprised, instead of like you saying earlier, we're going to have all our T's crossed and our I's dotted. In other words, okay, you ask, okay, let me know now. We need to know. Don't wait till the last minute, the week before it happens or 2 weeks before it happens, and then you can say, well, okay, you didn't say anything to me, but why are you telling me now? But that's all God has already got this under control.
That's right.
Yes, he does.
God
yes,
he
does.
But
if you do wrong by the people of God, you it's going to come back at you.
So we will know what's going on so that we'll know before we get into it. You know what I'm saying? Not just because you were, you're my friend, but you didn't tell me. But now it's a totally different thing. And so you can get, you know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. And I totally agree. And this is a learning, as I said, not really a learning experience because I know and I knew before then, but I also need to make sure to be very mindful. The Lord says, okay, this teaches you that even in going forward, like with the with Kim, I'm going to make sure everything is documented. As well as anybody else beforehand now, that they're going to have to sign a document and we're going to have to be in full agreement with whatever the price may be. Because also too, at this hour, as I said, this does not fully give me the opportunity to go and have the time to go and find someone else, find out what they do. We're at the point 1 week out that we need to be advertising it, already got everything in place and advertising it and getting the word out there so that we can have an audience. And so that's why I mentioned to her, okay, you know, do I think $350 for 50 minutes is much? Yes, I do. But I'm going to go and we're going to pay that because, again, that is what she, I told her that when she asked me. I said, well, and where business is concerned, if that's what you charge and we want you, then we have to pay that. Now, if we did not, then we don't. It's just it's as simple as that. Either we don't and you don't and you don't come, or we pay you and you do. I pay you and we do come, and you do come. That's where we are at this point because it's not enough time to try and go out and examine and do research and find someone else of quality.
I disagree with that, Pastor, because I look at you as you are a quality person. And if anybody could step in and do what needs to be done, even at a short notice, I mean, you can fully fulfill the bill. You are, you know, an ordained pastor, very well read, very well educated, and you have a lot to add to any conversation. So I don't think that there's any, you know, I don't think it would take you off guard if there's something that you didn't want to do or aren't comfortable with. You are fully capable of filling in and speaking on some wonderful topics that would be, you know, very well received from the audience. So I don't think it would put us at a bad place where we have to look for anybody. We have you. You can always fill in, speak on, I love to hear you, and I'm sure a lot of people love to hear your perspective on the many topics that you probably have in your repertoire. So don't shortchange yourself that you're, you know, that we would be, you know, at an ends without somebody. We always have somebody. We have you. We have you.
Well, and then, you know. And just remember, the most of all, we got God. And God uses who he wants to use when he is. And so therefore, you know, that's a blessing all by itself. We're not taking down because God gave this to you. God blessed us with this. And you are the and we just the intercession that and we just the instrument that he's using. But God brought you first.
Yes, God has raised you up for a time for is this. Yes, she's a wonderful speaker, and I'm not taking anything from her, and she deserves whatever they're trying to do. But I'm like, if you know, she could have been more forthcoming with what she wanted weeks ago, months ago, you know, and said what she had to say. But I don't think it should be anything where you should have to, you know, put yourself in anything. You're not anything under her. If anything, you know, I'm not going to say it, you are above her because you are the pastor and you are the originator and, you know, sort of the CEO of this thing you've got. So this is your baby. And so you are well equipped to speak to, you know, expository on anything that you would like to. It would be welcome. It would be anointed. It would just whatever you would have to say, it's not going to be bad. It's going to be a good thing. So don't think that you, without her or last minute, you know, we are anointed and ordained with you. We're never going to be without something. And you're going to bring a wonderful, sermon or speech or topic or whatever you want to bring. It's going to be wonderful and it's going to be, met with, you know, accolades of praises to God. She ain't got nothing on you. Whatever you want to do, we're all truly 100% behind you. And it would not be a disappointment to have you say something instead of her. It would not be a step down. It would be a step up. You're the woman of God. It's never a bad thing. She wouldn't. No, nobody can put you in a bind. You can't put the woman of God in a bind. You are it. You are the head and not the tail. No.
Amen.
Never put you down. Never put you. So if you want to go that route and say, you know what, we'll get her the next time, or we'll get. Hey, that won't be no bad thing. It won't be no bad thing at all. It will be a blessing because you are blessed and highly favored, and you have been. I know it'd be a lot cheaper than $350. So I just think of the savings because I really enjoyed the young lady. She had a wonderful, you know, talk about, you know, I loved it. But I don't like, now that I know, I don't like the predicament that she put you in. That I don't like. I don't like the way she did that. And I don't think that she should feel like, well, you know, she can just throw something on you at the last minute. Like, who does she think she is? No, you are the woman of God. You are the pastor of God. She should have been more forthcoming with you, more honest with you. And I dare say she could have really give you a break because that's quite steep. Now, I might go, you know, this is a talk, pretty much a talk show kind of thing. You know, you don't have to put on no clothes, no makeup. You don't have to travel. So I don't understand why such a high moratorium, I think it's called.
Moratorium.
Moratorium.
I will share with you, and I thank you both. Let me say this. I thank you both for your honesty, and I thank you both for being forthright and just sharing your heart with me. Can you all hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and I thank you for that. And because I struggled after our conversation. First of all, I struggled whether or not I should even say anything because I did not want to say anything to you all because I did not mm-hmm. want to come across as being negative.
You're no, never negative. That's not it at all.
No, no.
I'm a praise God pastor. Now, you always, now, the lady that I have met, when we've come to the word of God, you know, you don't have to put a price. I'm not saying that nobody's putting a price on that. But I'm saying when it comes to the word of God, because you're doing this not just for me. We're doing it to the glory of God. And most of all, we're doing it to God. We're doing it for the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
But mm-hmm. what we're saying is that this here is praise God. Even though when we were saying earlier, this is, you know, you run it like a business. You run the church like a business. Now, when you ask in the beginning those three questions, and you ask her how much she charged, okay, in the meantime, okay, Sister Jocelyn, Sister Pastor Gretchen, let me let you tell you what Kim said. It was telling us the amount of, ahead of time. And then, you know, if the Lord lead us to raise that money with us, raising that money to make sure that this was taken mm-hmm. care of, instead of just waiting till the last minute, we don't do that. We got to do it God's way.
Yeah, we have to be reasonable about it. Like I was saying, she doesn't have, I can understand, you know, you're traveling, you have your car, you got to get there. You know, sometimes, Pastor, you travel to churches, you got to get gas and you got to get your suit and your makeup. And okay, that's almost $300 right there. But we're talking about you guys got to pick up the phone and dial. You ain't got to put on eyelashes or anything. And you making more than some people. I don't even know nobody making $300 an hour, tell you the truth.
It's
like, and I understand, you know, if that's her, you know, I mean, I know some people, that's what they do. That's what they make. God bless you. But
we're not knocking that.
We're just saying, come to us clean. Let us know ahead of time. You know, just put that out there right away. If that's what you want, put that out there, you know, months ahead, 6 weeks ahead, whatever. Just put that on out there. Yeah, don't wait until, you know, oh, you know, by the way, I charge this. What? No, that's not right. That's not right.
Okay.
And you
That's the only thing.
Okay. That's why, and you don't have to feel like you're doing her wrong, or you're doing nobody wrong, you're doing the program wrong. No, you're not. You're being wise. You're being strong. You're being the pastor. And she has to know, honey, if you can't do, I'm the woman of God. I can step in anytime. If anybody gets sick, Pastor Lise can step on in. No problem. There might be times somebody might get sick. I'm sure you have to step in, and God gives you the way and the wheel. It's like that's your anointing. I want you, but I don't need you like more than water itself. I don't need that. No. Mm-mm. And like Sister Joycelyn said, you know, if it had been something like 100, 150, you know, we can work together and get that. No problem. But I would have a hard time explaining giving somebody $350 an hour on the phone for the phone. But I mean, that's what she.
Well,
if she can get that, Lord, God bless her.
I wanted to make sure that I wasn't thinking in the wrong direction because my thoughts were, what? You know, my thoughts were, okay, let me calculate this to make sure that I'm doing this correctly here. And we're not talking about, you know, even if it was an hour and a half, that's still almost $117.66 per hour.
per half hour. Excuse me, per half hour.
Yes.
So you're now talking about only an hour, okay? Maybe a little over an hour. That's $350 for that 1 hour.
Okay. Who are you doing this? Okay, I never have done. I can't even get it out of my mouth. When you're doing God's work,
yes,
God is going to give you the increase.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
God is right. God is paying you because you're doing God's will. Even
right.
though, now I'm not going anywhere. I'm not doing any traveling. Yes, I see a love offering if you come into a building. But you're not.
You ain't going to even leave your building.
Okay. Don't hit me in my face at the last minute.
You
told me months ahead of time. I call you way before time.
Right.
To ask you.
Yeah.
And you never did say anything. Why?
Yes. We have been talking about this for months. You all have heard me say, even in our meeting, yes, I spoke with Kim about this. Yes, I spoke with Kim about this. I talked with her about that. We've been talking about this for months, and nowhere throughout the course of time up until last Tuesday when we spoke, nowhere has she shared with me that she was going to need $350 for this work. No, she did not say that. Not until
she
Tuesday.
She's just getting ahead of herself. Some people just getting the big head. They think because they're dealing with the church that the church, you know, they could charge anything. But church got it, church there. They church got it. They got that money there. And it's not right. It's not right. That's called faith in the sheep. Not right.
Yeah. And
that's
also, too, as you were talking, and thank you all, as I said, because I've been kind of struggling with this, you know, from the time that we spoke. And God also, too, God is not the author of confusion. Okay,
no,
that's first of all. And when someone comes to try to cause confusion or any anxiety, that's not God. That's first and foremost. The second thing is I never even thought about myself doing it. I don't know why I did not, but I'm like, okay, you are correct. So thank you for sharing that because, you know, the Lord said, no, you and that's God. Because hearing both of you being able to say, no, you don't have to feel like you're over a barrel where this is concerned.
No.
And you have to do this. I know that this is not this is too much. Financially speaking, I know that it is too much. Now, I can go, and as I told her, she said, well, I don't want you to have to pull it out of your own pocket. Well, that's exactly where it would have to come from right now because, again, I'm not charging these ladies for this. Okay,
right.
I want it to be open where it will be able to be a blessing. Now, if someone wants to give something towards it, then that's okay for them to do. But
right.
I'm not going to say that, okay, we're sharing this information. It's vital information. It can be life-changing information. And if you can't afford it, then no, you can't participate. That's not my heart. I don't put God's business on sale. Freely it has been given to me, and freely
that's
I will give it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
So
and we're supposed to give it to you.
And we will have to find God will lead us to those people who have a heart for it like you do. Like I was talking to Danielle, and I asked her about money, you know, to to speak, and she said, "No, I won't take any money." She said, "It's all for God." And she's got a master's or a PhD in psychology, so you know she's
yes. That's the young lady, and I reached out to her, but I have to be able also too. I was trying to think. And she through the site, but I've got to, and I don't know if she's responded back yet because this is gonna sound really, really strange, but I need to have a way. I needed to have provided her with my my email from that site. It was coming up, pulling up something else. But I will reach back out to her again. But she said that. And then Kim, interestingly enough, you know, that was my understanding from her at the beginning that, yes, love, I would receive a love offering. But what I think, and then I had to, I said, what in the world could have transpired? But she is doing this. She's joining with this other lady, and they're supposed to be starting some type of subcontracted business where they go and they do presentations on mental health and so forth. And so I don't know if that's generated from that. I don't know.
Yeah, they're just trying to get over sometimes. And they don't, you know, sometimes you got to be, like Ms. Joycelyn says, you have to be humble. Sometimes it ain't your time to get $350 an hour. It ain't your time for that. It's your time to be humble and to receive, you know, what they can give you. And then you may, you know, the God will bless you and raise you up. The Bible said that, you know, he raises up those who are humble, you know, and pulls down those who got that haughty spirit. So you got to be a humble person and let God lead. Sometimes you might have to do it for not a very lot of money or no money at all, just to be given the opportunity to let your exercise your gift and maybe let some you get some publicity, you get some more people that might get interested in you. But sometimes people just try to go too fast. I know engineers that don't even make $50 an hour. They don't make no $300 an hour, and they got to go out and work and turn wrenches and stuff up $50 an hour. I don't know how you think you're going to get $300 an hour on the phone. Like I said, if we was flying her to another county or had to pay for her gas and her outfit, makeup, babysitter, whatever, but I can understand, you know, people got bills. But how are you going to charge that for a phone call? That's not right.
We cannot put a price on God's word. We can't put a price on God's word.
We already have a woman of God. We were just wanting to bless her and let her be a blessing. But if she doesn't want to get that blessing, it should, you know, because Ain't no skin off our back. We have a woman of God. We have a speaker. God has blessed us with Pastor Lisa. She is a mouthpiece for God. So we would love to have you, but we don't need you that bad.
And then the other end of that, which I didn't understand, you know, we were talking about, I told you, lady, that she had done the video. Remember I said that video she had done too, and she sent them to me before it was fully published and asked me if I would review it and give her some feedback, and I said that I would, and I did. And she said, well, one of these would be great to use for Queen Talk. I said, yeah, you know, if you want to talk, you're going to talk about suicide intervention or suicide prevention. I said, that's going to be great for that because, you know, this is a relevant topic for this time, unfortunately, but it is. And I said, and, you know, there may be some that would be able to be blessed by that. And so this was our conversation at the onset. Well, as we were going over
her the topics that she was going to discuss, she didn't on Tuesday she didn't mention anything about suicide prevention. And so I remembered that I had told the two of you that I was going to ask her if she was planning, because when we met, remember the last time, Sister Joycelyn, you had asked me, well, are we going to be able to get the video so that the ladies will be able to view it before the actual event? Are we going to be able to get the video and send it out? So I told you then, I said, well, I will ask Kim and find out, you know, if she's going to, if we can go ahead and get that, because I would like to have it beforehand so that they could view it in preparation of the actual event on Thursday. Well, I went ahead and I mentioned that to, after she gave me the outline and topics of what she was going to say and then mentioned it, the suicide prevention. I said, okay, well, what about the video? I said, would it be possible for us to get the video and that you had talked about and have it and send it as an attachment for the ladies to be able to see in preparation so that when you do talk about suicide prevention there as a part of the topics, then they will already, they can refer back to, or even you can refer back to this video. Well, initially, she told me, she said, I will let you use it. I will consider letting you, and I will let you use it. And she said that about five times throughout the conversation. Huh? It dawned on me, I was like, I wonder why she's saying that in this way now. Initially, she was sounded really excited about presenting it, but now it's like, okay, I will grace you to be able to use this video. And I didn't really understand that either. And I guess that, as I said, you know, after our conversation, I was really kind of, you know how some people will tell you, I didn't see that one coming, because that I did not see coming. That, the feed, the fact about the video, any of that. Because I know what we had talked about before, and I also know what we had agreed upon. And so I was just kind of taken aback by all of that.
Well, you had everything right, because you just done probably talked to people, and, you know, sometimes people get the big head, and, you know, in this day and age where everybody's trying to become an influencer or make, you know, start new jobs or start their own jobs, their own businesses. And they just getting crazy. They think they can charge anything and everything. They think they over the pastor. You know, they think they over this, like, okay, fine. You are not over the pastor. You are not the pastor. I'm sorry. You're not the pastor. You're not the ordained pastor. You know, we can get a pastor to speak. We have a pastor. And you think we going to let you come in here and rob us like that when we have a pastor right here who's ordained and powerful? I don't think so. Go somewhere else. You know, God bless you. We enjoyed you the last time. Thank you for what you did, but we're not the ones. We're not the ones.
Saying, well, you know, with mental health, it's a topic that's ongoing, so we have to, I'm sure we're going to have to do multiple times. And at that point, not at $350 a pop, we won't. So we won't. God, and this is another thing. God holds me and holds my husband as well as the pastors over New Season Ministries accountable for his resources. Okay? We take that very seriously. Whatever comes in, you can best be for sure it's used for ministry purposes. And God holds us accountable for that. I'm not just going to take something and that which is of God and frivolously just let it go. just no. because someone said this is what I need and what I want to do.
No,
that,
no.
Lord just put that in my spirit just a few moments ago as two of you are talking. He holds us accountable for that.
That's right.
How to use my money. God's money. It's not mine. Everything about our ministry belongs to him. It's not ours.
That's right. Yeah. But that's what I say. Those people who looking from the outside in, they thinking this is just a freebie. You scoop up all the honey they can, get all the money from the church, fleecing the sheep. They try to fleece the sheep, and they think they can afford it. It don't matter. And it's like, oh, no, no, no. No, you're not going to do us any kind of way. We got a pastor. We have a woman of God. You ain't the only one that can speak. She ain't the only one that can speak. Mm-mm. No, you're a better speaker than she is. I'm sorry. Yes, she does a wonderful job with the, and hey, you're a woman who has, being a pastor and a teacher, you can speak on mental health, you know? You can speak on some of the things, you know, there's bullet points of things we need to look out for, things we need to help, how we can help each other. It's not, you know, it's not something that nobody knows about but her. We were just giving her the benefit of giving it firsthand knowledge from the source, but you can speak on that. The Word of God speaks on that, resting, taking time for yourself, and doing things, you know, to refresh yourself. So, no, I think you put that money back in your pocket, back in God's pocket, and you plan to speak yourself on something of any topic that you would like, you know, an introduction to the Queen, of what you're going to be about, and whatever God puts on your heart. And it won't put you in strain or nobody.
Because, see, you know, we can, by the grace of God, praise the Lord, by doing this here, yes, we desire to do the others, but, you know, what do God have us? What will God have us to do? What will God have you to do? And so and we keep saying that it's not our will, but it's God's will, and it is. And so, therefore, we got to walk in it by faith. Because he said, walk by faith and not by sight. And so we can do this here by the grace of God. But right now, okay, maybe not right now, maybe at a later date, by the grace of God, when the grant comes through and the money is there and God say yes, okay, but not just because you want this here and you see where I am or you see where I see the position that we are in. But like I said earlier, I'm still on this. You have asked in the beginning. You have asked. No one has said anything. Don't just come at the last minute with this here information because we still planning. That's why we're here. You're still. God is giving all of this to you, but we've got to plan it out. And so you can't don't throw me a curve like that.
And we're in. This is a non-profit, just beginning off the ground, little baby trying to walk, little ministry that you have here. And if we need people who are willing to grow with us, who are willing to be merciful and kind with us. You know, you don't do that to something. You know, we Joyce Myers or something. We've been up here 30-some years. Like, wait a minute, hold up. Who do you think this is? We're just starting off, you know. We're getting this thing together. You're supposed to have some mercy and some kindness and some love to want to give back to the body of Christ, give to the people of God. That ain't the way to do it. Not asking that kind of money.
Excuse me. Yeah. We say so many times, what you do for God, God sees everything. That love is your heart right with the Lord. I'm not judging nobody because I don't know. But I'm only saying this here. God has started us off with this. And so it has to, and we're building. And he's building.
He's building a little house here. And so, you know, you're supposed to be come by and bring a hammer or some nails, you know. Don't be trying to take nothing. And I believe God will lead us to women who are wanting to give unto this ministry, Pastor. I believe there are givers out there who are willing to give to you. Yes, we will bless them with a little love. But I believe there's women out there who want to bless the body of Christ and help a ministry like yourself who's, you know, like this Queen Conference that's trying to get up off the ground. They're going to bless it because the more you pour into it, the more God's going to pour into you. We're both, all three of us, we're giving our time and energy to it because we know it's right. God's work and God's going to take care of us. We don't need nothing in return. God's going to take care of us.
As well.
And so I believe there's other women out there who feel the same way we do, like, I'm gonna speak for God, and God going to take care of me.
Yes. Amen.
We're going to just wait on them. And I'm just glad we got a woman of God like yourself who's strong and willing. And I know without a doubt if you have to go forward and speak or only you can do it. You a full fledged pastor. You can do it. You can do anything.
Not only that, as well as an ordained pastor, and then as you said, God is just using you all tonight, both of you. I just want you to know that because you're speaking into my spirit and the Lord. And I know it's God using you because there has been, and even my husband, he was noticing, he's like, what's the matter? Why are you allowing this to weigh you down? There was this heaviness. And since we have spoken, since the conversation this past Tuesday, and I was like, why, Lord? We know why is all of this going on, as well as, you know, and things that, you know, there have been times that I've had to counsel. You know, I not only am a pastor, I'm also have my degree in pastoral counseling, okay? I just received my certification from the American Association of Christian Counselors, and I've had to counsel Kim and didn't charge anything, nothing.
Oh, my God.
And so I said, now, where's all this coming from? And so... when you all began to talk tonight, it was just like layers of heaviness that began to be peeled off and peeled off and peeled off because I was like, am I thinking wrong about this? Am I in the flesh about this? This just is not, it's not feeling right to me. I thank you both. I really do. I really do.
Praise
because
him.
Now
God is
it doing. Has been lifted.
Amen.
The weight has been lifted. And I thank you. Yes, Lord.
Okay. When we're doing something for the Lord, the devil try to stick his head up.
Yes.
But this devil
yes,
is
he does. Yes, he does.
Mm-hmm.
We rebuke
him. To block it on every end.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. By the grace of God, we can go forth in the Lord.
Yes.
I'm depending on God.
Amen.
Because God has raised this here. He has raised it up already.
We have everything that we need.
We were talking earlier about what all happened in all in Columbus and everything. Okay, now here come Pastor Dell, and he's trying to stop you. If I just get her spirit down low, I got her. You're not going to win, Deborah.
No, he's not. You have more on the ball than most of these
Christ at the last minute, and then it's just going to hit her in the face, and she's going, you know, everything just start coming. Everything start happening on every end. But that's when I got to stand still, and I see the salvation of the Lord just go forward.
Amen.
You know, everything is going to be all right. Because God God gave it to you in a vision. So if God gave it to you, he didn't bring you this far to leave us.
No, he did not.
If he had us then, he got us now.
And he has got us now. Oh, yes, he does. He had us then, has God. And this will go forth in Jesus' name.
Yes, it
and it will be done, and it's going to be done in excellence, and it's going to bless those that have the grace to hear and receive. And God is going, God's hand is upon it. That's why. His hand is upon it. In Jesus' name.
That's
right.
And that's what we have to stand on. That's what you stand on. That's what we stand on. Because we couldn't do it by ourselves.
That's
but
right.
But with God, we know
that's
all it. Things are possible.
Oh, yeah, he got
that's right.
Pastor Lisa got everything she needs. Like she said, she got her counseling degree. She's been to college.
Yes.
She done taught school and everything. That girl ain't got like my mom used to say, one monkey don't stop no show. You can't put
this monkey try to block it, but you know what you can't you can't even do this because you know what? This is all God.
This is all God. We don't need you. We're just trying to invite people, trying to include people.
But we got it all. We got it right here in front of our face.
We got everything we need. If you wanted to speak every week, God is good. God is good. I'm telling you, we're going to find people who want to give to God because we are not in a hurry. We are pressed. We are not stressed. God has provided everything we need. And we're going to wait on him.
Just stand still and just let God do his will.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am, girl. You got to get up there and use that anointing that God has given you. You are more than enough. More than a conqueror.
That's right. Amen. We're more than comfort. That's right. And you can do this. So we should not count ourselves short.
No. We are lacking. You can't get us at the last minute. There's no such thing as the last minute. We have a pastor. We have a speaker. We have a mouth for God. You can't catch us offhand. You step out. God steps in. No problem.
Amen. Be ready.
Not getting ready.
Amen.
We ready. Pastor Felisa is good. Pastor, you ready? You already ready.
I receive that. Amen.
The Lord.
Let's not forget we have your husband. He's a pastor.
Yes.
Two pastors. I'm sure at some time, at some point, we would love to have him speak to the queens. No problem.
Yes.
We got more than enough.
Amen.
No. You go at your own pace, Pastor. You go at your pace. You go like God wants you to go. Don't let nobody hold. Nobody holds you over.
Amen.
No.
Then Uncle Pastor, you have, and then Pastor, we got my pastor. We already here. We got this lady. We got, you know, my husband.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's already here.
I'm sure you know a plethora of people.
Hello. We got Pastor Gretchen as well. We got we have Sister Joycelyn Williams as well. We thank you. We have Pastor Danette, Pastor Valencia, Mother Gallo. Hello.
Hello.
That have helped us out on Seasons of Purpose. We've got,
Amen.
When I start, men and women of God, that yes. And so
what I will do for the first meeting at this point, with you all's blessing, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to put together a presentation on mental health. We went upon full semester. I also, too, am suicide intervention certified. I had to go through a course on that. So all of these things, and yes, so all of these things you are sharing, that's why I say I know it's not nothing but God. It's nobody but God. Because I feel very, very, just a burden that's been lifted. Really?
Amen.
You know, and
as
I'm,
well as you, Lord.
God.
Lord,
God
yes,
does
Jesus.
Not give us the spirit
Thanks
of heaviness, God. But a garment of praise. Hello?
Yes.
And hallelujah to his name. Hallelujah to his name. Both of you for Lord, allowing the Lord to be able to use you to speak and
right.
be able to build and edify, because even as pastors, we need that sometimes because we pour
Amen.
Out so much and we need that sometimes. So thank
Praise
you.
Them.
And I know God said to get you two as counsel and those that would, the ones that will help to come and walk alongside and help the undergird. He knew exactly what he was, who he was getting and what he was doing and what I would need along the way. So I thank you,
Amen.
Lady. I really do.
Just call us your inner and your hurt. We holding your arms
Christ.
Up and make them see.
Yes, Lord.
Just call us your Aaron and your her. We'll hold a woman of God's arms up.
Amen.
We are
Praise God.
Thank
you
for
we
that.
Only,
God
don't,
knows
that. Yes. Praise the Lord. And God is good. But it
we're
is
not
well.
Let the woman of God, we're not going to let the woman of God falter or fall. No, we're not. Mm-mm.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
We got you.
Oh, no,
you.
Not by the grace Amen. Of God. No, we got you.
Got
it
you.
Is well.
Mm-hmm.
God,
prayerfully and physically, we got you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So we just thank God for you, praise the Lord, and it is well, praise the Lord, because you know what? It's going to be all right.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
And you're going to be just fine. It's gonna, it is well. Because God
That's
has
right,
given you all of this for nothing.
It's all good. This
Amen.
Is your time. This is your day. Step in it.
And that's
Step
time
in it.
For you to you. How they say, it's time for you to spread your wings.
That's right. You got
Amen.
All this training and anointing. This is just what the world needs. It needs you. You got it. You got everything you need. And we'll be right here by your
yes.
side singing, glory, hallelujah. Preach, Pastor.
Amen.
Say it,
dear. Praise the Lord. To God be the glory. Hallelujah.
To God be the glory.
God. I receive that. I receive that. Now, ladies, I need your help with something. Because if
Amen.
The Lord helps me, as the, and I go ahead and put this together, I would like to be able to run it by you all as well with the topics, with what's going to be said. And so is it any way possible for us to, I know this was supposed to be our last meeting, but at least to have a meeting, one more meeting where before, like maybe mm-hmm. next week or so, where I can just kind of run what I put together, because I'm going to start working on this even as of tomorrow, probably
Amen.
Tonight. And then be able to just run it past you all to see what your thoughts are and see how it sounds and, you know, all of that, if we could do that.
Okay.
That's fine.
We'd be glad to help you.
You just let us know.
And
just let us know. We're here.
Yep.
I can speak for myself. I'm willing.
Amen.
Just let me know
that. I'm right there with you. When you need us, as they say, just call me.
Amen. What about today is the 30th. What about maybe
mm-hmm.
around the 4th? Or the 4th? Let's do for the What?
I can't hear.
Well, next. I said, what? Can you hear me?
Now I can.
Okay. Can you all hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay. I was thinking next week. What about maybe? Because we might have a meeting on Tuesday.
Okay.
But I know what and Wednesday. I know that's cutting it pretty close. But what about Wednesday? Are you all doing something next Wednesday?
Not that I know of. I don't think I have anything Wednesday evening.
Yes.
That would
no,
be
I'm,
the
I think I'm good Wednesday evening.
Okay. Wednesday on the 5th.
Wednesday evening, that would be the 5th.
Okay.
Is that cut? It should be actually the 6th. I'm going to get the flyer and everything done and talk with her about that tomorrow with Kalisha, the one that does our flyers.
Is this going to be at 7:30 again or 6:30?
Let's make it at 7:30.
7:30, yes.
Okay.
Let's have it at 7:30, please.
Is that going to be okay?
Yeah, that's good. I'm putting it in the calendar now. I got it saved.
Okay. And that is the 5th at 7:30. Okay.
All right.
Okay. So I got that down 7:30. And what else? Let me think. So we send the information out. I think maybe the flyer needs to be able to go out starting as each day next week. What do you all think? Starting, be ready to go out and starting Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, yeah, that's good.
Talk to the ladies, send out an email with everybody on it, letting them know, you know, that we will be starting on Wednesday and what the topic will be.
We'll give you starting on the 6th, that Thursday. Well, no,
Exactly, on Thursday. Yeah, and it will be, by the grace of God, we're planning for the first Thursday on each month. Yes.
Mhm. Okay.
So, let me ask you a question. You want to let the ladies know that Wednesday with the flyer, and then that Thursday, and then we're gonna have everybody to come on it in the 6th.
Well, I'd like for the flyer to actually go out via social media, on the. And also, too, an email will go out on Monday, each day.
Yes.
For next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, so that, you know, we're not waiting until the last minute to let people know that they will be able to know on Monday start talking to people, start talking to some of the ladies, even that you know on Monday, letting them know. You could even provide with them. I will send out the flyer and send it out where you all can have access to it as well. And so for those, mm-hmm. and we are, or you could just send me the email of those that you may want it to go out to. But all of those
okay.
that went, we had their email from before for the call to the Queen. I have their emails still, and I plan to send the flyer out to them and the information out to them.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Started Monday. And then we meet on Wednesday, and the actual event will be actually on Thursday.
Okay. I got you. I understand. Okay, I understand. That would be just fine. Okay, that would be just fine because if I have any more people that have not, that I have some emails, I can just pass them on to you that Wednesday, and you can just send them on out or however. If I have some, I didn't text you earlier or let you know if that's okay with you.
Yes.
The ones that you
yes,
have those emails.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's perfectly fine. And I'm too sure if there's anything else. If there is anything else that I think about, I will certainly contact you all via either text or phone call or email to let you know. I will also, too, let Kim know that we met and as a group because, see, again, this is not just my initiative, though I'm the pastor. This is us as a group. This is God's business, and I value you all's opinion and thoughts as well. And I will just let her know that maybe going forward, but right now we do not feel that it is the time for a $350 fee for that's something that right now we cannot or will not be able to do. Maybe as we the grants come in, you did mention that, and thank you, Sister Joyce, for saying as the grants come in, we'll be able to meet that. But at this
yes.
point, as myself as well as the committee, we don't believe that this is time for that right now.
Yes, that's right.
Right.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Well, I think I feel good about it. I thank God for you.
I do as well, as I said, and I thank you both of you ladies for your support. I certainly do, and for sharing your heart because, you know, that means so much. It really does. It means so much. And as I said, it helped me to be able to have some clarity. And I know that God put that in your spirit, and it is of God what you all shared with me. So I received that. Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
Well, I'm going to let both of you go and get back to your husbands, and I'm going to get to mine. And
all right. Amen. With all God bless you and
yes.
keep you, and all y'all be well and healthy.
Likewise. Amen. Let's close. We shall. Let's close out in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord God, I just give you praise, Lord. I thank you so much for my sister, Father God, Sister Joycelyn, Sister Gretchen, Lord. I thank you for them, Lord. I thank you for using them mightily tonight, Lord God, to be able to speak to them, Lord, to be able to for them to share exactly what I needed to hear, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for clarity, for discernment, for understanding, Lord God, for allowing me to be able to hear your voice through their vocal cords, Father. Yes, you are such a great and mighty and awesome God, and we will go forth with Lord. We will go forth with it under the anointing of Almighty God, knowing, Heavenly Father, that you've got everything in your full control from start to finish. And nothing that the enemy tries to throw in our path, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus. It shall, nothing shall succeed Everything, no yes. weapon formed against it shall prosper, yes. Lord God. And we yes. thank you. And we give you all the praise and all the honor and all the glory. Thank you for yes. every woman that and that they will be blessed, that souls will yes. be saved and lives will be changed for the kingdom of God. We give you tonight
thank
all
you.
The honor and glory. And I ask, Lord, that you go forth. Bless, Lord God, the Williams family. Bless the Manley family, Lord. In the name
yes.
of Jesus, these women, Father, keep them, Papa, in your care. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. I love
amen.
You both, my sisters.
I love
have
you.
A blessed
we love you
this
too.
Week.
Love you
talk
more.
Next week. All right, love
all
you
right.
all now. God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.